620, 1320 WILS. So, as I said in the intro, David Horowitz has been banned from CNN, is not welcome at CBS, NBC, and ABC. And I just read that he's been banned from Berkeley, even though he's got a number one selling New York Times bestseller book. Been on there for several months now, but he is here with us on WILS. His brand new book is Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. David Horowitz, it's a pleasure to have you on WILS. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, what does that feel like to be banned from so many networks?
I'm accustomed to it.
What exactly do you think is the problem that they have with you that they would just outright ban you?
Well, you have on our campuses the younger generation of leftists is a proto-fascist movement that actually wants to just shut down and shut up anybody who disagrees with them. The older people on the left are not so anti-democratic, but this is a very strong movement on our campuses.
Okay.
And administrations.
Uh-huh. What's driving this, you think, in the young people? Why are they so passionate?
Well, look, if you think everybody who disagrees with you is a racist or a sexist or a Islamophobe or a homophobe, which is actually this is the party line of the Democratic Party. Democrats have lost all reason.
Mm-hmm. But do you think conservatives are more open to disagreements with their positions?
Oh, of course. Of course, conservatives, that's one of the problems with conservatives. They all march to different drummers. Mm. But that's been true for 30, 40 years. When I came out of the left, I was brought up by communists and was a new leftist at Berkeley, actually. Mm. It was liberating because when you're on the left, you always have to look over your shoulder. If you said something politically incorrect, you could lose your friends.
Okay. Did you go to Berkeley yourself? Or?
I went to Berkeley, yeah.
And what does that feel like when your alma mater is saying you're not welcome there? What do you think of that?
Well, it's true. Both my alma maters are not welcome to Columbia either because I'm very critical of the way they... Look, our universities, and it's really our liberal arts colleges, not the schools of medicine or anything, have been destroyed. They're one-party states. They purge conservatives from the faculties. They don't assign books on both sides of the major controversies of our time at all. They only assign leftist books. It's disgraceful. And they hector the kids in the classroom. When I went to school in the 50s, I never knew what their politics were.
Why do you think we see so few conservatives among millennials?
Well, I don't think that's correct. First of all, young people, they think they know everything and they haven't experienced anything. So we can forgive them a little. If you're 20, you're not a socialist, you have no heart. And if you're 40 and still a socialist, like Bernie Sanders, you have no brains.
Now, do you remember having that feeling when you were a young, because you were a young liberal yourself?
Well, I was very arrogant when I was young. Sure, it's so easy to rearrange the world if you don't have to encounter actual people.
Hmm. Was there a moment or something you heard? Or what was it that, can you remember the moment you got triggered out of that mindset?
Wasn't a moment. It took me a long time. What triggered my change was, first of all, the Black Panther Party murdered a mother of three children whom I had recruited to a school I had raised money to buy for them. Mm-hmm. And all my leftist friends supported the murderers. And then it happened about the same time the United States was forced to abandon its allies in Vietnam. Is defending the South Vietnamese from an invasion from the North. This was a tremendous victory for the American left. Mm-hmm. When the communists took power, they slaughtered 2.5 million poor peasants in Indochina. And it was in a single protest against it. And that told me that the movement I was part of was not an anti-war movement. It was an anti-American movement, something
Talking to David Horowitz, I should say David's brand new book is Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. And you're listening to us here on 1320 WILS. So, David, he's about to hit 100 days in office. Do you feel they've been productive?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, Republican Party isn't the Trump Party, unfortunately. Republicans, they march to different drummers. They have no idea of the political battle that confronts them. When I see a Republican square off with a Democrat, it always reminds me of Godzilla versus Bambi. The Democrat is calling the Republican a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, an Islamophobe. And the Republican is calling the Democrat a liberal.
So what should the Republican be doing? Because ultimately, if you go
up... calling the Democratic Party is the racist party. They're the ones that want to color code everything and give privileges to people if they have darker shades of skin or if they're female. I can go down the list.
Right. But if someone is critical of Islam, it's easy to call them an Islamophobe, right? That's an easy argument to make. How do you defend yourself from that kind of an argument?
Well, because I make a distinction between Muslims who are terrorists or Islamic supremacists who want to impose Islamic law on everybody and, take away the rights of women and gays.
So what's holding Republicans back from battling this the way you're describing?
Muslims who are well-meaning and not. So I'm going to be... It's the left that doesn't make the distinction. If you criticize Osama bin Laden, you're an Islamophobe.
Why do you feel Republicans don't fight back the way you're describing them?
It's temperamental. I'm attracted to Trump, and my book is a lot about this. Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America. Trump and the people around him, Steve Bannon, Steve Miller, these are fighters. These aren't typical Republicans. Actually, they come from liberal backgrounds, including Trump. They come from the Democratic side. So they know how to fight.
Well, yeah, but even on the Republican side, they say, look, the one issue, the health care bill, that didn't happen. And they're a bit disappointed with the progress.
It didn't happen because of Paul Ryan and the Republicans. Come on.
Well, he supported it. Right?
Everybody's marching to a different drummer.
Okay, but do you feel President Trump should do more to find middle ground and to work with Republicans, then?
Work with Republicans or Democrats?
Well, with Republicans, even the Freedom Caucus, he criticized them. He didn't necessarily find middle ground.
I think that was a mistake on his part. I think that Freedom Caucus did the right thing. I don't think that Trump has it in for the Freedom Caucus. I hope not, because that would change my view of Trump.
What advice would you give him moving forward from what you've seen? What corrections do you think he should be making?
Stay on offense. Take no prisoners. He's got to get these big things through, the health care, the repeal of Obamacare, and the tax cuts. But look, he's doing a great job. I mean, he's restored America. America's respect worldwide has gone way up.
Right.
He's bringing jobs back to the country. He's bringing money into the country.
Although I should note...
He's securing the borders. He's stopped the flow of illegal...
Well, Democrats say the flow has stopped even before he came into office. But let me ask you this. Washington Post, ABC
Democrats
News...
Democrats are such colossal liars. They lie all the time, and they have a lying media to back them up.
Well, they certainly
they
have...
Crime has gone down. Crime went down because of Republican policies.
David,
and it's coming back because of Democrats.
David,
coddled criminals.
Just a minute left. Why is the...
movement,
why is the president's approval rating 42% now, getting lower and lower? Just a minute left, but why is that?
I don't think it's getting lower and lower, and I don't trust those polls. And, there's never been a president under the kind of attack that this guy's been in. He never got a honeymoon, not 7 seconds worth. He's got a witch hunt. He has lying Democrats like Chuck Schumer calling his appointees decent human beings who are champions of civil rights, like Jeff Sessions, who prosecuted the Klan, who desegregated the schools. in Alabama, of all places, calling him a racist. I mean, the Democratic Party is a party of hate these days, and it also, as I say, is a racist party. It controls every inner city in America of size, every killing field, 100%. Chicago, Detroit, yeah.
Well,
St. Louis, Ferguson.
Yeah, the battle goes on. David Horowitz's brand new book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. It's David Horowitz on WILS. David, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.